Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama.
I can just barely hear you.
Can you hear me now? Do I need to be
what?
Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me. All right. So
really low.
My question is this. I ask, so low that women will fight and do whatever to hold on to a dude that is not there?
I heard two words. Hold on. My question to you, hold on.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me come back to you, caller, okay? Somebody does not want you. When somebody does not want you, are you that desperate? Goes for men and women. Are you that desperate to hold on to them in your life? Even though it ain't right. That's the
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Pharoah Monch, Simon Says. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I apologize for the sound issue. I hope that we have rectified the situation. So, what I was talking about, where I'm at, this is the Smooth Drama Godzilla King of the Monsters show. I'm trying to spit atomic fire here. I haven't been on in a minute. I miss y'all. I've been away doing my good uncle thing. I was Uncle of the Year for a couple of weeks, and now I'm back to, I guess, being the Mr. F the N-Word of the Year. If there's such a thing, if there's such a connotation, I don't know. I just know I have the freedom to say that. Did I say I had the freedom to say that? Yeah, I did. I had the freedom to say that. Okay. Now, generally, second segment, I always like to talk about things that are of, well, everything I talk about is of importance to me. I don't think I talk about anything that is not important to me. I don't think it's in me to talk about stuff that is not important. But right now I'm about to talk about something that's not really that important to me. But maybe it's important to some other people. Like in Portland, Oregon, they have organized the reparations happy hour. And I guess what they do is they are inviting black, brown, and indigenous people to a bar and handed them $10 bills they arrived. Supposedly, it's a small but symbolic gift, mostly funded by white people who were asked not to attend. This organization, Brown Hope, is a local activist organization, and they wanted the event to be a space for people of color in a mostly white city to meet one another, discuss policy issues, and plan potential action. Okay. Now, I mean, for me, the premise sounds good, right? The premise sounds like awesome. Except for the fact that, you know, they're inviting you to come in here. So let's talk about how white people work. You all show up there. They give you money, but they're taking your picture, so they know everybody who is a quote-unquote black activist, potentially, maybe. Some people we know would just show up like, well, shit, they gonna give us drinks. But then there are some people who maybe heard through Brown Hope, which is a activist organization, which I will take a hypothetical guess. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I would take a hypothetical guess that it is riddled with FBI agents, agent provocateurs, as we would call them, whose sole mission is to go ahead and make sure that everything that we do is infiltrated and destroyed from the ground roots up, as far as people coming together and doing things in an active, positive manner. Because that's kind of what happened. So, yeah, on the outside, hey, you come together, you can get a free drink on us. That's reparations, right? Because that's kind of like an American thing, right? Y'all got $10. Then you had the great, you know, he had the great idea, and his heart was in the right place, right? But yeah, $10 doesn't counteract 500 some odd years of systematic degradation, humiliation, cultural separation. I'm just spitting lyrics off the top of my brain alliteration. I'm just there. I'm everywhere. I'm big, bad, smooth, and I just don't care. I'm like Huggy Bear, my frere. Anyway, I'm just saying that. Yeah, we can agree that. Yeah, that sounds good. It's a beautiful sentiment, but does it really move the needle? Probably not. But thank you, Brown Hope. I hope that worked out. But we know it worked out for the FBI because they took pictures of everybody that went there. And that's always the funny thing, because you'll see people who say, hey, you're paranoid. I mean, they spy on everyone. I mean, and the fact that we have historical proof where there's FBI notes what they did to black leaders, what they've done to pretty much anyone that they consider a dissident. It's not a stretch. It's just, for me, it's more the, as I call it, the racism fatigue. Just for us to survive, we just got like, we got to brush some of that racism off. Like, you know what? I got to let that go. Because if we just jumped on everything that happened to us systematically, it would drive us crazy. Literally. Which, as we see in the streets, it actually happens. Has happened. Still happening. It won't stop, can't stop, won't ever stop. Now, I read something where they were talking about the CDC released a report revealing that the U.S. birth rate, the number of babies born nationwide, is the lowest it's been in 30 years and is below the replacement rate needed to sustain the population. Now, talked about this several times before. We know who they're talking about, right? Because we know birth rate is not really a quote unquote black or brown issue. We get it in. We got babies for babies. And so if you don't have, we got them. And I've gone on record as saying, from a spiritual aspect, that it's basically the universe is correcting the ills that have been heaped upon us. So for everyone that is unjustly killed because they tried to sell bootleg DVDs, or killed because they actually was waiting on their kids outside school or fixing their car, we just have some more. Whereas, you know, some people wake up, go to school, and shoot at their classmates, whatnot, because they just got tired of losing at their video game. I played too much Fortnite, and so I had to kill. I mean, I'm not blaming video games, But I'm just saying, there's a culture in these video games, in general, where it's just lawless killing, and they talk to each other. You know, I had the privilege of hanging out with my niece the past couple of weeks. I watched her play her video game, and they actually talk to each other on the video game. They team up with strangers to kill other strangers. That's the video game. I was like, so what is the gist of the game? Oh, you team up and we try to beat that other team. So basically, it's you just roll out, you scavenger for all the ammunition that you can get. And then you go out and kill strangers. You and some other strangers. That's the game. That's the most popular game out right now. Killing strangers indiscriminately. Now, I'm not saying that it's the video game which is the problem. I'm just saying there's a mentality where and we gotta understand that kids, they're not fully formed, right? And so it becomes a subconscious habit. It becomes a subconscious thing that we do. That's just, hey, you know what? Let's shoot and kill strangers. Now, we used to say that art imitates life, but now life is imitating art, or is it vice versa or verse vice? Don't know. I'm just making up words. That's what I'm gonna do. But if you think about it, on the indiscriminate tip, I mean, killing strangers. And we've seen what this past year or so, killing strangers is in vogue. All of a sudden, we talking about from the young to the old to the young. Old white man just decided, you know what? I'm gonna kill a bunch of strangers. Now, did he play Fortnite? Probably not. But the premise of Fortnite is what, you know what? I'm going to hang out. I'm going to be here, and I'm just going to sniper, and I'm going to kill as many people as possible. Plotted that out. You know what? I don't even know them. And because this is basically what it is. I'm just going, and I'm just shooting indiscriminately. Not that they did anything to me. I'm just mad. And because you're not mad, and you would have at least the lack of courage to shoot yourself. Not that I'm advocating suicide, but I would say if we want to put some stuff out there, let's put suicide out there. You don't need assisted killing. Just, you know, if you're going to get your parents' gun, just clap yourself, pop. And then they can make that next Netflix series. It's on Netflix now, 13 Reasons Why. So, I mean, Hulu or Amazon got to come out with theirs. 12 Reasons to Kill Yourself. And Hulu will come out with To Kill Yourself 13 Times. If you want to just make a play on words, I don't know. But the point is, that is it seems to be the man that we're about either killing ourselves or maiming other people just because it can happen. And like I said, that's the popular video game out right now. Let's just kill some stranger. I watched it. And you know, I've seen a bunch of kids talk about it. And I'm like, what's the game about? And I researched the game. I'm like, that's it? And then you see it happen. And you're like, okay. So you see this foolishness that is in the air. See, because we do exist on the vibrational plane, right? There's an energy that goes around. And it permeates the atmosphere. It permeates the globe. It permeates our society. And so this negative energy that is out there, it's an energy built on hate of people you don't know. Not that they did anything wrong to you, but just, I don't know them and I'm mad, so I gotta kill them. I mean, we called angry white man syndrome, whichever one you want to call it. They're all appropriate. Doesn't matter. Point is, we got folks who are mad, and they're winning. It's not like white people, you know, you see the white people angry. It's like, it's y'all winning. I mean, mad and you're winning. It's a new phenomenon. It's weird. You got it going on. It's cracking for you. You white, it's good. It's been good for a long time. But nope. Still mad. Angry white man because I'm winning. So I'm mad because I'm winning. And speaking of I guess, winning, Kim Kardashian met with Donald Trump and other officials. What was she doing? She was talking about prison reform and sentencing. Because, you know, that's who your representative is for social justice. Kanye West and his wife, Kim Kardashian West. Okay. She's just in the White House talking about prison reform. Now, obviously, I'm not a celebrity, so I wouldn't expect that I could show up and, hey, you know what, let's talk about prison reform in a real humanistic way. But the fact that Kim Kardashian is talking about prison reform and sentencing, and she's the voice for positive change in America. Yeah. Talking about how far we have fallen as a society. That right there is the ticker. Kim Kardashian is putting it down as far as social issues go. Kim Kardashian. Man, we have fallen very, very, very far. I mean, I don't even know how you quantify that, right? Because she's just, well, I'll say this. And, there's argument. Well, at least she's trying to be about social justice, right? You say, you know what? She's just not about her reality show and making herself popular and keeping her name out there. Maybe she was like, I'm tired of people thinking of me as somebody with fake lips and a fake booty and thinking of me as just somebody who black men fuck. And now I'm taking the new stage. My new stage is I fight for social issues for the poor and underrepresented. And if you watch my show, you can see me and my fights for you, you commoners. I am down for you. That's who your president is negotiating with, talking to. Kim Kardashian. Or as I call her, KKK. For some people, it's KKW. So I just say KKK. That K could be a W. You can twist the W into a K. It's real easy. I mean, technically, if you look at W a certain way, if you want to, it can form a K. And even if it can't in your head, I'm going to call her KKK anyway, because it just feels right. I'm that kind of guy. Not the LL Cool J kind of guy from back in, what is that, 89, 90. Not leaving my drawers in your hamper. But I'm just saying. Kim Kardashian, KKK. What it mean? Y'all can roll with it. I don't need to. I'm going to break. This is Jericho Jackson, which is Crisis in Elzai, the to-do list.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer. To your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Elzai and Crisis for Jericho Jackson. The to do list. 347-826-7435 is the call in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I got an email saying, am I going to do my She Hate Me? I can help repopulate the earth. No. I have no plans on being Genghis Khan and having a third of the world having my DNA. Nope. not going to happen. As appealing as that sounds, it's not. All right. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com is email. Feel free to email me your questions, comments, concerns. Oh, so, got to talk about dumb questions, because I am in the Godzilla King of the Monsters show, and so when we talk about Godzilla King of the Monsters show, we talk about the king of stupidity, whatever it is, it's the king of it, right? So, this dude asks, Serena Williams, hey, he said to Serena Williams after a 2000, let me start from the beginning. He said he was interviewing Serena Williams and he asked her, he'd been waiting 14 years to ask her this question. After the 2004 Wimbledon match with Maria, I had the opportunity to interview Donald Trump on his L.A. golf course. And he said that Maria's shoulders were incredibly alluring. And then he came up with his incredible analysis that you were intimidated by her supermodel good looks. So this idiot reporter, whose name I refuse to say, asked her, have you ever been intimidated by anyone on the tennis court? And what are your thoughts about that occurrence? Of course, Serena looked at him and, you know, we know the daggers in her real common voice. She was, fuck you, cracker. I'm going to say it for her. She didn't say it. She ignored the question. Oh, for me, for my curiosity, I went and looked up the head-to-head record. Serena is 19-2 against Sharapova. And remember, this is somebody who was caught cheating. Maria Sharapova was caught cheating and was suspended. So who's to say during those two victories she wasn't cheating then? Just a thought. She had alluring shoulders, though, and supermodel good looks. What that got to do with me kicking your ass? And for the record, I've watched some tennis. I'm not as big a tennis fan as I used to. I have high respect for them. I mean, obviously you have to be in great shape because it's just you out there, 3 to 5 sets making it happen, but. I remember one tennis match when Serena Williams had on the cat suit. Now, I could be prejudiced because I'm predisposed to loving a juicy badonkadonk. Yes. If you've not listened to me before, yes, I love the badonkadonk. If you have a nice badunkadunk, I can just stare at it over and over again. Big, small, wide, tall. I am a button man. I look at it. I can think about it. I can measure the ways that I can measure it. That sentence made no sense because when I talk about the butt, I kind of get choked up inside. I just can't concentrate. It's not easy. It's not free flowing for me. So there, I said it. Anyway, Serena Williams, cat suit. I can go on YouTube right now and just watch that match. Not because it was a great match and she won going away, but the fact that she had that cat suit on, and it was working in every way that a cat suit was intended to work. I'm just saying, intimidated by somebody who I wax on the regular. But, you know, that is the thing about being black, right? That is the Groundhog Day. But before I go into the Groundhog Day, I, of course, have to put it out there, right?
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that happened again that my brother is saying, oh, hell no, to? Well, Kanye West, he was asked why he left Amber Rose for Kim Kardashian. His words were, because I wanted my children to be as beautiful as possible. Now, the article that this comes from, they ask black people, they say most black people will say that the most beautiful black celebrities are light-skinned women, right? Halle Berry, Beyonce, Alicia Keys, they're either multiracial or, you know, they look, they're mixed, basically. They have that good hair. And, you know, in the article, they're even saying, yeah, Kanye West was brave enough to say it. You know, what supposedly a lot of people in the black community believe to be true. No. I will unequivocally come out and say, no, hell no. I don't believe that. And I'm not saying it just because I'm, you know, trying to be anti-style. I don't believe that. I don't look at like, oh, you're, because there, quite frankly, there are a lot of quote-unquote light-skinned people who they get the light-skinned pass, but they are gruesome looking. I'm sorry. I mean, if they were darker, people would look at them as ugly as hell. Unattractive, whichever one you want to call it. Now, we could say that it's skin color, but it's just some people, it's like you could look at some babies, you know, you've been out, and everybody, well, I won't say everybody, but let's say 99% of the people have been guilty of, you'll look at a baby, you know, you say all babies are cute, but then there's a reality where all babies are not cute. And you're like, that's an ugly baby. The same thing applies to some of these light-skinned folks, you know, they get the light-skinned pass. Oh, they're light-skinned, so they're desirable. But no. It's a lot of them that they're not desirable. You know, you see them, I mean, quite frankly, there are a lot of light-skinned people, they get to their 30s and 40s, and they look like death would not be a surprise to them. And so it's not me being on the color line. I'm just saying there's a factuality. It's all in your consciousness. I mean, obviously. And I know for the ladies, you know, there's some of you are dark skinned and some of you are a little bit lighter. And people look at you more favorably the lighter you are. And depending on the company you're with, are you lighter than the company that you're with? It's a weird dynamic. And, you know, I mean, calling Kanye West brave because he said something ignorant is, no, we don't or should not reward ignorant talk with, oh, he's got great valor, he's somebody who can speak, who speaks, one, for us, and two, he's just out there telling the truth. Kanye West is a truth teller. No, he's just a dude that says whatever the hell's on his mind, good or bad. And in this case, it's bad. And lately, it's been all bad. Now, what he's doing the art. He's going the R. Kelly route, right? He's a creeper. he's like horrible, but he's in the midst of putting out a whole bunch of new music. So people forgive him because, hey, he make me shake my ass. That song, hey, that's my cut. That's my jam. So, I mean, generally speaking, that's what people will disregard, what some of the horrors and atrocities that these so-called celebrities commit, the horrible things they say. Because at the end of the day, we just wanna love on what they bring to us. They do good music, whatnot. I mean, I'm one of them people that just, you know, when people show that they don't love black people, I don't love them. I can't bring myself to lowering myself to that level. I mean, there's a line. I always talk about holding the line, right? And so I hold the line there. I love black people. It's not a hate of anybody else, but I love the skin I'm in, and I love the people who love the skin that they're in. And so the world says that the skin that I am, in, is non-negotiably inferior, to which I say, hell no. I'm not inferior. My skin is not inferior. My skin is actually, if we're being cool, I mean, we're gonna keep it 100. My skin is just right. I don't have no issues. I have to laser nothing off, none of that. I'm good. So I would say, yeah, if that's his thoughts on making beautiful children, good for him. But I know some of you listeners out there, you have beautiful children. And just because the world says they're not beautiful doesn't mean that it's right. I believe there was a megalomaniac, that's the word. I'm trying not to make up words here. There's a megalomaniac, a dude y'all called Adolf Hitler. He said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. And so, the whole, I want my children to be as beautiful as possible. So, more light skin, whatever, as possible, as beautiful. Man, temptation, son. Beauty's only skin deep. Beauty's only skin deep. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going to talk about at the end here how there was an article talking about the 2018 midterms and anti-hate groups saying there's a surge in candidates running on white supremacist agendas. But I'm like, that's Groundhog Day too. I mean, when have we not run on a white agenda? And we have people who support a white agenda. Not that Amber Rose was light-skinned, wasn't light-skinned or, you know, represents black women in any way, shape, or form, because I'm going to guess there's a lot of you sisters like, Amber Rose don't speak for me. She don't represent me in no way, shape, or form. At the same time, we're talking about there's an attack on our ethos, on our very essence. Just the basis of survival is being challenged. And I say, hey, I'm gonna hold the line. I'm gonna stand with y'all. Are y'all gonna stand with y'all too? On that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. I appreciate y'all listening, and I'm out. I'll be back next time. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. He
is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama. Smooth.